3:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime, WEAF, New York.
This is Elmer Peterson. We delay our program momentarily to bring you late invasion bulletins. A German broadcast from Berlin said German coastal batteries have beaten off an Allied landing attempt off Le Havre this afternoon. There is no Allied confirmation. Heavy fighting continues around the rail junction of Caen on the Cherbourg Peninsula, where a German counterattack with tanks, undoubtedly drawn from local reserves, has been beaten back. Nearly 500 flying fortresses and liberators, escorted by fighters, have attacked a number of road junctions south of Caen. A further indication that we are out to wreck German communications on and to the Cherbourg Peninsula. And a late German report says an entire Allied airborne division has been landed on the western coast off the Normandy Peninsula, indicating we may be planning a pincer drive against Caen. In Washington, the War Department has disclosed that the American general, who was demoted for violating security regulations, was Major General Henry J. Miller, commander of the 9th Air Force in Britain. This news has been brought to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
The following program may be interrupted to bring you the latest war news. Pepper Young's Family, brought to you by Camay, the mild beauty soap for a smoother, softer complexion. Now, Pepper Young's Family, written by Elaine Carrington. Friends, it's late in the afternoon, and the Bradley twins and Nancy are still at the Young house. Not only have the twins had their lunch there, but they've had their afternoon naps there, too. Now, Mrs. Young and Nancy are on the porch, watching the babies dig with spoons in a patch of earth. Nancy is saying, with a sigh,
"Well, guess it's time to take the imp home."
"Oh, don't go just yet. Can't you wait until Sam gets here so we can have a look at the twins?"
"Oh, no, I shouldn't, Mary. I should be firm and go home right away so I can start their supper now and get to work on Kurt."
"But you can't go yet. The twins are having such a good time. Look at your Mary making some kind of a pie and trying to get Kurt to eat it. Look at her. Mary, darling, take that dirt out of your mouth. Don't try to eat that nasty brown dirt."
"I'd better go down and stop this. I knew it was too good to last."
"Well, I'll lend a hand."
"No, Mary. No, dear. You mustn't eat the dirt."
"It didn't taste good, did it, darling? That's right. Spit it all out." She's not a bad girl either, Kurt. Just because you have sense enough not to put mud in your mouth doesn't mean you have to scold your sister for doing
that.
Nothing, Hattie. She just made herself a mud pie to eat, and it didn't taste so good.
Well, now, you two little tykes, come on inside. I've got your supper ready for you. I've cooked some nice cereal, and I made some pudding, too.
"Oh, no, Hattie. I'm taking them home, dear. You shouldn't have done that."
"Oh, but it's time for their supper.
And besides, Hattie loves fussing over them, so you may as well relax, Nancy."
"Well, all right, twin. Go along with Hattie. I'll tote you home afterwards."
"Come on.
Hattie, here. I'll carry Mary up."
"Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bradley.
No, she can walk, but she loves to be carried."
"Look at Kurt scorning all help. Oh, Nancy, that darling. Now, you two go inside with Hattie."
"Sometimes they're darling." "Here we are.
Come along, twins, now. Come on inside. Supper.
Oh, sit down, Nancy, dear."
"Thanks." "Mary? You know, this is the height of luxury, to be able to sit here on the porch another half hour and rock."
"You know, Nancy, I just enjoy rocking. I may be old-fashioned, but I'll take a rocking chair any day over those straight chairs."
"Mm-hmm. Isn't there something I could do for you, Mary? Isn't there something upstairs you'd like that I could get for you, or some mending you'd like done, or maybe an errand that I could run for you, just to make up for this lovely day at your house?"
"You sit still. Come over here often. That's all you have to do."
"You better not urge me. I'll be over here all the time."
"Good."
"I won't come over, however, next week when Linda's here. I don't want her to see the babies. You know, might upset her."
"I don't think so, dear. I think the more Linda takes interest in children, gets used to the sight of other people's babies, the better it'll be for her. I think she'll enjoy the twins. But there's something you can do for me, though."
"Well, thank goodness. What is it?"
"Run down to the mailbox. See if there are any letters stuck inside. I've got to open it. You know, I'm singularly disinterested in mail when my family are all home. That doesn't go for Peggy or Pepper.
I'd love to get the mail for you, dear. Mary, you know, your place looks so sweet now. Everything's growing and the roses beginning to open up. My ramblers are in bud. And the vegetables are coming up in leaps and bounds.
I'll soon have enough to send you over a mess. You can take some lettuce and spinach home if you want to, and some radishes. Mm. I think I'll have onions and carrots for you in a short while.
Oh, there's a letter here for Peggy. It's from Carter.
Oh, that's good. It's the first thing she looks for when she comes home.
I'll bring it up to you.
I'll keep it right here on the porch for her. Thank you, dear.
Oh. Hey, here comes some of your family.
Oh.
Well, it's Sam and Peggy in the car. Hi, Peggy.
Hello, Nancy. Are the twins here?
Oh, I wish somebody'd be glad to see me for myself once in a while. Yes, they're here, Peggy.
Oh, they are, eh? Well, turn them out. Let's look them over.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Nancy.
Oh, I've had the most heavenly, blissful day
Hello,
in your
Sam,
house.
Darling. Hello, darling. Hello, my baby.
Hello, Mama, dear. Mm-hmm. Is Pepper home yet?
No, not yet, dear.
I saw him this noon, Mama, and what do you think? He asked me to go to Lake Beauregard when Linda and he go up there. He thought it would be a good idea.
Oh, that's nice, Peggs. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about it. And I wanted to tell Pepper that I asked Mrs. Green for my vacation, and she's going to let me know about it. Oh, Mama, I do hope I'll get it. Because I just love Beauregard. And being there when Linda and Pepper are there will be such fun.
Oh, of course that'll be fun, dear. Oh, Peggs, darling, here's a letter for you.
Oh, from Carter?
From Carter. Came this afternoon.
Oh, give it to me, Mama.
Say, where are the twins? I don't see him anywheres around. Or are they taking a stroll out of sight somewhere?
Well, I should say not, Sam. No, they're out in the kitchen having their supper in style with Hattie.
Oh, I see.
You know, Sam, I've been here since noon. Hmm. I just stopped over with the twins to pass the time of day, you know. We've stayed for lunch, a nap, and supper. At least they have.
Well, I wish you and Kurt would stay for dinner.
No, absolutely not, Mary. I'm taking them home the minute the crumbs are wiped off their faces and they finish their pudding. Oh, Sam, this is the nicest house to spend a day in the whole world.
Well, I can recommend it myself, Nancy.
I think you could.
Oh, Mama.
What's the matter, dear?
Carter's not going to stay on this side. He's going to be sent back overseas just as soon as they feel he's able to.
Oh, Peg, that's too bad.
But, Pegs, it's undoubtedly what Carter wants to do, isn't it?
Well, yes, Daddy. He says I mustn't feel too badly about it, that he's needed over there. But I thought... I hope...
Well, he wants to finish the job, honey, and I don't blame him.
I know he does, Daddy, but I hope there was a chance he might stay on this side. But he says they need him more overseas, and... Oh, dear, I just wish they'd stationed him here.
Oh, I know how you feel, Peggy.
I was so sure he'd stay here if he could, and be stationed at some camp, and I could go down and join him there, and we could be married.
Yes, and he probably hoped the same thing, dear. And instead of feeling sorry, you should feel proud of him for getting back in harness as fast as he can.
I am proud of him, Daddy. Only...
Yes, Pace.
Oh, poor Pace. It's a terrible disappointment for her.
Of course it is. Why, it seems so sad for Carter to have to go back instead of staying here for a while.
But knowing Carter, I'm sure it's what he wants to do.
Yes, yes, I suppose it is. Oh, Sam, if only this war would be over soon. Oh, end of that.
Well, we're certainly doing our best to make that wish come true.
Yes. Oh, hello, Mrs.
Hello.
Hello,
Eve. I didn't know you were back in Elmwood.
Yeah, I'm back, Mrs. Young.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Mrs. Young, is Peggy home yet?
Yes, Edie, she just came in. She's gone to her room. She's a little upset.
What about, Miss Young?
Well, she just heard the Carter's going back overseas when she so hoped that he'd be stationed here.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know how Peg must feel, Mrs. Young, but honestly, they need all of us they can get over there right now. As a matter of fact, I don't know when I'll get a home again to Elmwood.
Andy.
I know, Edie, but there's a job to be done.
Yes, yes, I understand, Annie. Really, I do. Mrs. Young, do you think I can go in to see Peggy? Do you think it'll be all right?
Why, yes, Edie, I guess so.
Okay. Excuse me, everybody.
Yes.
How's Linda, Mrs. Young?
Oh, she's much better, Annie.
Oh, that's wonderful. We came over to find out the latest news about her.
Peggy! Woo-hoo-hoo! Oh, Peggy! Peggy, where are you? Peg! Oh, here you are in your room.
Oh, Edie, I wish you'd leave me alone for a little while, dear.
Huh?
I wish you hadn't come over just now. You know I don't want to be rude, Edie, but honestly, I don't feel like talking to anybody.
I know, Peggy. I know all about it. Your mother just told me about Carter going back across. Oh, Peggy, I'm terribly sorry. I know exactly how you feel.
Edie, you can't know exactly how I feel. Nobody can know how I feel unless they have somebody they love going overseas right now.
Well, that's just it, Peggy. I know exactly how you feel.
But, Edie, you don't. You couldn't.
Yes, I do, Peggy, because... Well, Peggy, I love somebody who's going overseas right away, too. Oh, I love him terribly.
You do? Who is it now, Edie?
Oh, Peggy, I'm so in love with Andy Hoyt, I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Edie, are you really? Well, what about Andy?
Well, I think he loves me, too, Peggy. I think he loves me a lot. And so, you see, I do know just how you feel, because Andy has to go back pretty soon, too. And, oh, Peggy, I feel the same way about Andy as you do about Carter. I can't bear to have Andy go back this time. Oh, Peggy, isn't being in love with a soldier the hardest thing in the world, even while it's the best thing in the world, even while you wouldn't be out of love with him for anything in the world?
Yes, Edie has put Peggy's thoughts into words more clearly than Peggy can herself. Being in love with a soldier is the hardest thing in the world, even while it's the best thing in the world. But neither Peggy nor Edie would be out of love with their soldiers for anything in the world. I'd like to ask you if this doesn't sound pretty reasonable to you. Since you do take baths and since you do use a soap, you might just as well use a soap that does something extra for you. Isn't that true? I'm talking about Cam-A, of course, because Cam-A does more than leave you wonderfully clean. It leaves you exquisitely clean and fresh, but then that extra something Cam-A gives you. It leaves your skin just touched with a hint of delicate, flower-like fragrance. You step from your bath fresh, dainty, and with just a suggestion of the very delicate feminine fragrance no other soap but Cam-A can give you. So why not use it? Why shouldn't you use a soap that helps give you that dainty, truly feminine impression that's so attractive in a woman? And you'll enjoy using Cam-A. Turns your bath into a luxury of fluffy, creamy white lather. Thick, fragrant lather that will make any woman honestly enjoy her bath. And when you finally leave your Cam-A bath, your skin is as fresh, as beautifully clean as can be, and that extra something that only Cam-A can give you. Your skin is just touched with a hint of Cam-A's delicate, truly feminine fragrance. And you are a dainty, feminine woman, sure of your charm, sure of the impression you're making on nearly everyone who comes near you. Huckleberry pie is a special treat for the Young family. What's the occasion? Edie's engagement to Andy Hoyt. And what is the reaction to the announcement? You just be sure to listen to Pepper Young's family tomorrow. Remember, it's Cam-A, the mild beauty soap for a smoother, softer complexion that brings you Pepper Young's family. Now, this is Alan Kent inviting you to listen again tomorrow. Have you done it yet? Have you gotten your family into the habit of making the soap you use last? Because remember, conserving soap is patriotic.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.